Krishna, we are slowly getting ready. Good. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, I want to welcome all of you affectionately for this program of Nityananda Trayodashi, or the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. And thank you very much for participating so joyfully in his royal Abhishek, which of course, you know, we don't take him alone. Lord Nityananda cannot be thought without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore we had Abhishek for the two of them, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Not one alone. Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda should always be worshipped together, not separately from each other, because they are Krishna Balaram. They like to stay together. As we will see a little later as we go into the Katha. Yesterday we talked a little bit about the earlier pastimes of Lord Nityananda, and today we will speak about the later pastimes. I request you to listen to this Katha with 2 ears. With 1 ear, or with 1 side of yourself, please just hear the beautiful and amazing pastimes of Lord Nityananda. And then with the other side of you, please try to absorb the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Since time immemorial, Vaishnavas sit together and relish these pastimes of the Lord together with his devotees, because in the future they all hope to be part of these pastimes, to enter them, to participate, not just as a listener but as a participant, as a servant. So we will start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Russian devotees here, but no translation. So maybe we can ask Anadi Radha. Maybe we first need to find her, but don't arrange this. As you have seen many times before, using your sharp intelligence, calling them all together in one place.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
After 2 years of happy Sankirtan pastimes in Navadvip, where Gauritai chanted and danced together and spread love of Godhead even to the most unfortunate souls like Jagai and Matai, something happened which few devotees had actually anticipated. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And when he took sannyas, he plunged himself in the cold water of Mother Ganga at a place called Nirdaya, No Mercy, swam across the Ganga, went to Katwa to never return to Navadvip. He left his most dearest devotees in great agony, much like Krishna, had left Vrindavan Dham and had left the gopis and the brajavasis pining and crying for him. He went to Puri and he took Lord Nityananda with him. Lord Nityananda was designated to carry the sannyas danda for Chaitanya. But just about 50 or so kilometers before Puri, he couldn't feel the pain any longer. He took the sannyas danda of Mahaprabhu and broke it in 3 pieces. My Lord, he argued, is the Lord himself. He doesn't need to renounce everyone, especially not those who are dear to him. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard about it, he was outwardly very angry, but inwardly extremely pleased. He said, I've taken you along with me to Puri and you have just given me trouble. I go alone, you stay back. No, said Nityananda, I was just standing here and then due to some ecstasy I just fell and your danda was there and we came together and it was 3 all of a sudden. Gauranga Mahaprabhu smiled inside and he said, Nitai, I will go alone. He wanted to show by his external behavior the ideal activities of someone in the four vanas, but by his internal behavior he appreciated Lord Nityananda's love for him very much. Eventually, Lord Nityananda and the others caught up with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They found him and they stayed 2 years with him in Puri. After 2 years, Gauranga Mahaprabhu called Nityananda to him. And he said, my work in Bengal and over the all over the world remains to be done. It is not yet completed. In Nitai, I rely on you. You go back to Bengal and you preach my message all over. Every month of Kartik, you can come and visit me for 1 month. But otherwise, how will the living entities be saved if you don't show them mercy? And my appearance in this world is to give Krishna prema to all living entities. You are my main distributor. I rely heavily on you. Now Nityananda followed Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He made the town of Panihati his first place where he went. That became the main center. Then he opened another center in Varahanaga, where the great devotee Gadadhara stayed. It is said, even the boys in these villages who came in contact with Nityananda and with his great devotees forgot all the comforts of home, and they were ecstatic in Krishna consciousness. These boys danced and chanted so ecstatic upon seeing Gauranga Mahaprabhu that not 100 men could hold one of these little boys. They were the Nityananda boys. Very, very inspired Krishna consciousness. In the kirtans of Lord Nityananda, my dear devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly appear. These kirtans of Lord Nityananda were so empowering that the devotees would sometimes climb big trees and dance on the branches without losing their balance, and sometimes in the ecstasy of love of Godhead they would do wild things like embracing whole trees and ripping them out of the earth to dance with them in ecstasy. Lord Nityananda's potency was so wild or so powerful that when he looked upon someone with his eyes, that person would become intoxicated with love of God and exhibit extraordinary ecstasy and strength. Lord Nityananda was a fountainhead of these unusual pastimes, and all his devotees are said to have one quality: they were absolutely fearless. Once a great devotee of Nityananda, Gadadhara Pandit, felt in his heart he should spread the glories of his master. So he went to the house of Akansi, a Muslim ruler who was known for his cruelty of slaughtering Hindu Brahmanas. He went at midnight. When he came to the guards, he said, "I have to see your master." "What? It's midnight. He does not receive anyone." Gadara said, "He will receive me. Let me through." And he started to chant. So the guards had never heard someone. Everyone was afraid and ran away from them. But Gadadhara just said, "Hare Krishna," and danced through. Then he chanted before the sleeping room of the Kazi, and the Kazi woke up and was in naked anger. He ran out and he saw this blissful devotee. "Hare Krishna." And the Kazi had never seen this before. He was flabbergasted. This is an English word I've learned. It means shocked. And he, "What do you want, Gadadhara?" See, everyone who has a little brain has accepted the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only you are left. What should I do then? Chant Hare Krishna. No, it's a little late now. It's an unusual time to chant. Tomorrow I will chant Hare Krishna. No, you have started already now. Continue. The Kansi could not say anything. Whenever we are confronted with a pure soul who has been touched by the mercy of Nityananda, we also cannot say anything. We have to follow. Remember this, because I will tell you a secret in about 10 minutes which will make your hairs stand on end. From there, Nityananda from Raghava Pandit's place at Varahanagar, he left and went to Kadaha, where he made his permanent bases. There was a devotee called Purandara Pandit who became his host and also the main branch of the Chaitanya Bhakti. You must know, wherever Lord Nityananda went, due to his compassion and his electrifying bhakti, he made that place a place for where Krishna bhakti would be spread, an Anahata place, so to say. And from there, Nityananda from Kadaha went to Saptagram. Saptagram is the richest community of people at that time. They were all called Subarna Vanikas, means gold dealers, or dealers in gold. They were so powerful because of their wealth that they resisted the king Balal Sen, who had demanded a strict division in society between the touchables and the untouchables. The merchants, gold merchants of Saptagram, did not like this, and they resisted him. And as a result, the angry king declared them untouchables themselves. Their main chief was Govardhan Majumdar, who had a son called Raghunath, the famous Raghunath. Raghunath met Nityananda in the year 1517. Lord Nityananda inspired Raghunath to renounce his earthly wealth, riches. The Raghunath stayed at home, surrounded by gold. You know, the walls were of gold. He was married, and he was a ruler of huge, huge wealth. But he renounced it all. The people said, whoever has been touched by the mercy of Nityananda and Gauranga cannot be held back even by iron chains. Raghunath Goswami went to Lord Nityananda, who was staying nearby, and arranged an enormous feast which was distributed to all the people of the area. It was a feast of sweet rice and milk and fruit rice. It was in two big containers. Everyone got such a big container, number one, and a big container of clay, number two. And they ate it and finished it. There were so many people at the feast of Raghunath Das Goswami. He was known only as Raghunath at that time. That everyone in the area came. There were so many people who ate this feast of prasadam that they didn't fit any longer, and they didn't have any sitting places. They had to sit in the Ganga and eat there. And I can imagine one day we will have a Janmashtami where many devotees will sit in the river and eat the prasadam there. That would be very extraordinary and certainly a news item for the local newspaper. But the feast was made like this because Raghunath had celebrated that he got the mercy of Nityananda and he could leave his entanglement in material life and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda had told him, you should leave this material life, which is like a stool pit where ordinary people go, like they go to a blue school and relieve themselves. Plutch, leave it. Meet Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. So, when the people of Saptagram heard how the son of their ruler had become a devotee, they first were shocked, but then they understood that Lord Nityananda gave them importance, and they showed so much affection and gratitude that they gave Lord Nityananda tremendous wealth. Remember, they were dealers in gold. In gratitude, they decorated Lord Nityananda so that he soon had jewels, garlands of jewels around his neck, precious turbans. His ears were decorated with rings. His arms were decorated with jewels. His hands and toes all were loaded with jewels. Even his head was... he was a walking jewel. He had an enormous following now. The richest community. It was almost as if all the millionaires of Silicon Valley would go get behind Amarananda and support his yoga's music preaching in Sarajevo. It would be amazing. Amarananda would make kirtan programs in the Bosnian parliament without any difficulties. And in this way, Lord Nityananda, with the support of these devotees from Saptagram, became the main instrument of Mahaprabhu to preach Krishna consciousness, because he used every single ounce of his wealth in spreading the mission of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When Lord Nityananda returned to Navadvipa and Sachi Devi saw him covered with jewels, she was so happy. People who saw him wherever he came came around him for his kirtans. There were thousands who accepted him as their guru and followed him. Wherever he would walk, there would be thousands, 10,000, 30,000 people just walking with him because he was so attractive. And he was always dancing and always in another world of Krishna Bhakti. Once in Navadvip, there was the leader of all the dacoits. And he saw the incredible wealth of Lord Nityananda, and he thought, let us steal all this money. We don't need to any longer steal the Banu huts of the poor farmers. We get it all by stealing everything from this one person. With one big coup, we have supplied our families and our needs for centuries to come. So they found out that Lord Nityananda was staying in the house of an Hiranya or something, and he was all alone. So the robber got all his bandits together, and they sharpened their swords. They went near the house, and he said, let us attack in the early morning hours, around 2 o'clock or so, and let us take a rest until then. Nityananda saw them coming, and he decided to use his extraordinary shakti to put all the bandits to sleep. And when they woke up, it was already almost noon. The sun was up. Why did you fall asleep? I didn't fall asleep. You fell asleep. Okay, then let's not quarrel. We must make a sacrifice to Goddess Sun Chandi with meat and wine. She was not satisfied with us. But if we do a sacrifice to her, she will be satisfied. And next evening we will be successful. So they worshipped during the day the goddess of bandits, of robbers, of thieves. And believe me, there is such a goddess. Everything is there in India. And the next night they came again, trying to steal the enormous wealth of Nityananda. But when they arrived, they saw four armed personalities with tall bodies carrying club, lotus, chakra, and conch shell. These personalities were guarding the avaduta. They were walking around the house. They were chanting Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
And they thought, my God, this avaduta is very powerful. With his money, he might have bought these heavy guards. But from where did he get four guards? He has a mystic potency. Better tonight we don't attack. These guards are more heavy than we are. So they tried a third night. And the third night, my dear devotees, all hell broke loose. A huge thunderstorm sent by Indra came upon them. They were attacked by rain, by hail, by flashes. They finally ran and fell into ditches full of leeches. Leeches are blutegel and monster insects. And they screamed and they broke their limbs. And they said, oh no, mama, oh papa, tata. They took shelter in their fathers and mothers. Oh, tata, it's so painful. And then they all left. So in the morning, the leader of the bandits saw to himself, this avaduta has spoiled 3 of my attempts to rob him. The first night he put us all to sleep. The second night he had these guards, 4 armed guards. And the third night he sent rain and hail. He's not an ordinary person. I know that he is God. And he went to Lord Nityananda and he threw himself before the lotus feet of Nityananda. He grabbed them and said, "My dear Lord, I know you are the Lord, and I have tried to attack you. Please forgive me, and then let me take my useless life by drowning myself in the Ganga." Nityananda did something typical. He said, "There's no need for you to take your life. You don't worry. You give up your weapons and your thievery, and please chant Hare Krishna and take shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then you will be forgiven. And then make others fortunate. Other gangsters, other robbers, other this and that, become a preacher in my mission." This was Lord Nityananda's character. When he saw anyone just only a repented, a little bit taking shelter, he immediately accepted them. There is a song. It goes like this. Akula paramananda nityananda rai abhimana shunyanta nagare rai arama patita jive dvare dvare giya harinama mahamanda vichena pilaya tore dekhe tore tore tante trina gori amara kiniya lava palla gaurai Eto boli Nityananda bhumi gadi jaya Donara pavasa jena tula pedaraya Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Nityananda just smiled at the gangster, and he forgave him. And the song says, "This Nityananda is the personification of supreme transcendental bliss. He never gets angry. He's devoid of all false ego. And he wanders throughout the town, going from door to door amongst the residents of lowly and fallen souls. He distributes the Harinam Mahamantra. He holds a straw in his teeth, and he calls out to whomever he sees, 'Please purchase me,' by calling out, 'Gaura Hari!
Gaura Hari!
Gaura Hari!
Gaura Hari!'"
Speaking in this way, Nityananda Prabhu rolls on the ground, appearing like a golden mountain tumbling in the dust. Lord Chandas says, "That sinful person who has not experienced the awakening of attachment for such an avatar simply comes and goes in the endless cycle of birth and death." This is the second time where we hear that Lord Nityananda forgave someone who wanted to kill him. Because what we heard this morning is multiplied a millionfold in him. He just cannot see the faults of any soul. And when he sees this tiny little seed of eagerness and sincerity for genuine spiritual life, Lord Nityananda gives him the greatest thing. That robber became a great soul. He convinced all the other gangsters to take up the path of Krishna consciousness, so that there was no one left any longer who stole. He was very powerful and he had an authority, and he was invested with the power of Nityananda. But there was also opposition to Lord Nityananda. There was one Brahmana who had been a fellow student of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he found fault with Lord Nityananda. He thought he is a renunciant and he is dressed in gold and jewels. Lord Nityananda had such a big earring, Jai Gopal. I've seen so big. Made from gold, a golden earring. His turban was multicolored, not one color, multicolored. He had an iron rod which was red, which was very heavy to carry. He carried it like this. He came with authority. And there was all the nine jewels, emerald, sapphire, rubies, nine altogether. They were all around in beads, and then he really looked colorful. It was not boring to look at him. So this Brahmana couldn't understand this. And he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Puri and said, "Your Nitai, who's spreading Krishna consciousness, accepts sutras, bandits, and he's dressed in luxury." Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Sit down. I will tell you something for your benefit. Nitai is too spiritually potent to be touched by worldliness. He is too pure to be restricted by rules. His love is so deep that not even Shiva can understand it. Shiva can digest poison which causes death to others. In the same way, Lord Nityananda can do extraordinary activities which will bring others to a fall down, but he himself is not attached." And then he said a famous verse, Lord Chaitanya, he said, "Even if I see my Nityananda going into an alcohol shop and coming out with a Muslim girl and marrying her, I will not have any doubts in his supreme position." Later, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received Lord Nityananda in Puri, and there he was dressed only in one saffron cloth. He was the epitome of renunciation. Nityananda sat before him like a little child with his tremendous turban, his golden earring, his jewels and everything. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, "I see the nine jewels on you. They are not jewels. They are the ninefold processes of devotional service. Shravana, Kirtanam, Svaranam, Parasevaram." So this is how to understand you, Lord Nityananda. Please do not come every year here. happy, stay, but then don't come ever here. Stay in Bengal. Except for you, I can't find anyone who can spread this river of pure love of Godhead. Nitai was stricken in his heart. But he said, you are the life, I am the body. Whatever the life force orders, the body has to do. And please know, just like the body is never separated from the life force, you will always be in my heart and never separated from me. We are always together. I very much appreciate this part of Krishna consciousness. When I look for God, I always thought he can't be from Switzerland and obey the traffic rules. He must be beyond the calculations of what is here in this world. And Lord Nityananda is such a Lord who is sometimes riding on bulls. Sometimes he dances so ecstatic that he loses all his cloth. But no one cares. Because meeting Lord Nityananda means to meet a mountain of love. And seeing him as he chants the holy names of his Lord means to see a golden mountain rolling in the dust. There is a verse which I want to try to chant for you, which describes what Lord Nityananda's message to everyone was. Yatishtam re brata kuru hari hari dvanam anisham tato vasangsaram putitaranudayo mahilaget iram bahus potai Atitiratayam yapatikriham Vajeni jnanandam Bajanutarukandam niravadi. Please repeat. Vajeni jnanandam Bajanutarukandam Niravadi Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanu Tarukandam Niravadi. Lord Nityananda used to say, oh brothers, oh sisters, simply chant incessantly the names of Sri Hari and then let the responsibility of delivering you from the ocean of repeated birth and death rest entirely upon me. That's a promise. But Nityananda says, if you just chant without stoppage, I will take on the responsibility to deliver you from the ocean of repeated birth and death. While traveling constantly, he approached the door of every home, declaring this with outstretched arms, chant and I will take full responsibility of your deliverance. I perpetually worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the root of the Krishna Bhakti tree. I perpetually worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The root of the Krishna Bhakti tree. Bhaje Nityanandam. Bhajanu Tarukandam. Nityananda got that ultimate order of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and heard that the Lord wanted him alone to be responsible to spread his mission. While he stayed, he became very, very ecstatic. His spreading of Krishna consciousness got new vigor, became strength. He just never knew any disappointment. He was always inspired and he always delivered the greatest of inspirations. He was wandering from village to village with hundreds of followers. He gave lectures when he arrived at a place. Then he engaged in long kirtans, sometimes throughout the whole night, and then in the morning there was feasts of prasada. And he had this unusual strength with which he carried everything on, that just everyone was absorbed or picked up in a river of Krishna bhakti. He was always happy. He was always full of compassion. He opened the temple doors to all castes, to all members. He preached, "We are all brothers." He didn't make distinctions between castes, as it was so prevalent at his time. And as a result, masses of people joined him. Just seeing his kirtan processions with festoons, with the flagon, and banners, and signs, and vidanga karatals, and these big horns, corn shells. Just seeing this, masses of people became pulled to him and followed him. And they're ready to give up their sinful ways and just join Mahaprabhu's ecstatic movement of Krishna consciousness. Once he came to a town called Binapol in the district of Yeshoda. Do you know who lived in this town? Previously, I think you know, Haridas Thakur was there. He stayed out in the forest and he chanted all day. He had a small little hut which he had built himself, just big enough for him to stretch out, but his feet would show out of the door. It was so small. And he was chanting there all day and all night. Many people came to him and worshipped him, gave him foods and took his advice, much to the aggrievement of a brahmana, a caste brahmana, the arrogant Ramachandra Khan. Ramachandra Khan saw, this is Kali Yuga, the Shudras get a following and the brahmanas are left without donations. This is too much. And he sent one young prostitute in order to bring about the fall of Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur, in his purity, transformed the heart of the young girl and made her a great saint. He gave her his own hut and continued to walk on. Ramachandra was furious. These devotees are a thorn in my eyes. And from this offense against Haridas, a seed of sin came in his heart, which grew into a big tree. One day, Lord Nityananda happily came through this Benapole, chanting and dancing in great ecstasy, and then he sat down in the public house. It was like a town hall, if you so wish, which was maintained by Ramachandra Khan. He sat down and he wanted to start his lecture, but Ramachandra sent a servant to Nityananda. The servant said, "Excuse me, I come from the owner here. He says our place is not fit for such an exalted soul like you. You better go to a farmer in the cow barn and sit with the cows." Nityananda smiled and he said, "Yes, this place is not fit. It is fit for slaughter of cows." And he went up and left Benapole. A little later, the governor of the district came. There was some irregularity with Ramachandra's Khan's payments, and he confiscated the entire belonging of Ramachandra Khan, drove him out, slaughtered a cow at that public place, and harassed the whole village for this offense which Ramachandra had committed against Lord Nityananda. Krishnadas Kaviraj says, "For the offense of Ramachandra Khan, the whole village was made responsible." Throughout his life, every year he paid a visit to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. Once, when Lord Nityananda, when Lord Chaitanya had left the planet, Jiva Goswami, the nephew of Rupa and Sanatana, went to Navadvip. There he met Ishan, the servant of Sachi. He met Sachi, and he met also Vishnupriya, the great saintly lady. And in the next morning he met the tall, towering figure of Nityananda Avadhuta. Nityananda said, "I will take you personally on a tour through Navadvip, that you can visit the holy places associated with my Lord Gauranga, and you can get empowered to then study philosophy in Varanasi, and afterwards go to your uncles Raghunath and Sanatan and write books on the dissemination of Krishna consciousness, the philosophy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu." Jiva went with Nityananda and said, "But how can I see the holy Dham? How can I enter this holy place? How can I in fact meet Lord Chaitanya again in his eternal Dham?" Nityananda gave him the entrance key, a key which all those who want to visit a holy place need to know. Because when you have the key, you can go into the spiritual world. If you don't have the key, you remain in Uttar Pradesh or Bengal in India, which is not very attractive these days. What do you want to know the key which Nityananda gave Jiva Goswami?
Vinadati sunichena, tato iva sahishnuna.
strong. Be as tolerant and as giving as the tree. Give respect to others, but never demand the same for yourself. This is the entry key to the Holy Dham, and it is also the entry key to the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Lord Nityananda did 22 years the vision of Krishna consciousness. Miracles came. He spread in a systematic way a network of Namhata centers all over. He opened many such temples. He initiated innumerable disciples. In all houses where he just put his lotus feet over the threshold became a Namhata place. He inspired numerous poets like Lochandas, Vrindavanas Thakur, to write about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to produce devotional songs and the literature of bhakti. His essence is divine compassion. In Bengal, the moment you say the name Nityananda, everyone gets hope and relief. He is known as the savior of the fallen. But when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, he stayed only a short time afterwards, and then he joined his brother in the eternal spiritual world. Lord Nityananda is also our hope. He is our chance. And I want to tell you a secret, my dear devotees. A secret which I'm shy to reveal. But our Srila Prabhupada is very much related to Lord Nityananda. His family is related in family ways to Lord Nityananda, and he has kept the spirit of Lord Nityananda, this compassion to the fallen, and this non-judgmental dissemination of bhakti, where you don't look, is this person qualified, do I like him or not, and so on. This is not in the vision of Lord Nityananda and not in the vision of Srila Prabhupada. He would often sing a song, our Prabhupada. Nitai para kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala
Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala
Yechaya Jagata Judaya Yechaya Jagata Judaya
Yeah. Thank you. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shakti moving and being totally achintya, totally beyond our abilities to comprehend and understand, but always for the benefit of the souls. You can imagine this Kali Yuga to be like a dark bubble, like one of these dark balloons but Lord Nityananda's mercy which is coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is finding us in this dark Kali Yuga and in this universe and hopefully touching our hearts. There's a poem which I like very much and which was once given to me for my birthday. It was written by a scholar of anthropology, and it was written originally by a great poet called Rumi, but this scholar had noted it down. And it said like this: I was a black ant on a dark stone in the night in a black universe, but you found me. Somehow we sit here from different cultures, different countries, different social backgrounds, all different births, this age of Kali. We sit here and we are surrounded by an ocean with beloved bubbles. We look at a staircase which is a bridge from the material to the spiritual world. In a few minutes the altar will open and we look at the beautiful forms of Shishi Gonitai and Radha Madan Mohan, and we still think we are the body. The end on a dark stone in a night in a black universe. But somehow Krishna found us and we are chanting. Our mind is still on that stone in that black universe, but our tongues are already chanting, and sometimes a little ray of mercy, a little ray from the toenails, the shining toenails of Krishna enters our heart and brightens our day. So this is all explainable only with the word Kripa, and we should appreciate this with gratitude. We should inquire sincerely, what is it that I can do at this moment in my life to approach or move forward to the ultimate shelter? What can I do to move forward? Today I spoke with a very advanced devotee and I said, what if we theoretically think of taking shelter? Just theoretically, we shall not become afraid of this. The creatures of the darkness. But, just theoretically think of surrendering. Well, what would that mean? What would that change in our lives? I think we should remain open for this option, this possibility, this divine invitation. As disturbing it is for our material plans, we should give it a serious thought. With this, I would like to ask Amarananda to tell the pujaris we are now ready and the arati can start. We will now turn towards the altar. We will have a short arati of maybe 15 minutes or so, and then we will conclude the day so that we are fresh for tomorrow. We will sit down. We will apologies on one side, and we will have a sit down.